Mairéad Nesbitt is the only original member of the Irish music group Celtic Woman, which started as a PBS special over 10 years ago. I spoke with Nesbitt, and she said that when the group comes to Champagne this weekend, they'll be joined by a new member.
We do have a new member, and she's absolutely amazing. Her name is Ava McMahon, and she's absolutely a beautiful singer and a beautiful person, and we're just so excited that she's with us now. I've seen a lot of singers come and go, but it's been amazing insofar as we've worked really hard to maintain our blend and the Celtic Woman blend that everybody knows and loves. So it's nice to get the fresh input as well, especially when you're going for 10 years. You know, it's very, very important.
So as one of the few people who's been there for 10 years, I imagine you probably have members of the band who've been with you that long. Is it sort of different for you to hit the 10-year mark?
Yeah, there's two members of our band who's been with us for the 10 years, Owen O'Neill on bass and Ray Peen on drums. And yeah, I mean, I don't know the difference, but it's certainly for me been a fantastic journey. In fact, all our audiences have been absolutely incredible, and they've been almost the fifth member of Celtic Woman. Their energy is amazing every night, and it's so important to us and really lends a lot to, you know, the performance of the show. So from that point of view, for me, you know, it's been a fantastic journey like that, you know, to have that communication with the audiences every night and to play all that wonderful music as well. It's just been amazing.
Well, I know we're looking forward to seeing you all here. Since you play such a wide range of songs, you talked about being really careful about the Celtic Woman blend. How do you decide if a song is one that you should cover? Do you have kind of strict guidelines you go through, or...?
We've a great team that work with us. They would have a huge input into that, and we'd have a bit of input ourselves. And, you know, I've co-composed some of my solos in the past and actually have composed my solos for the next DVD and CD as well, co-composed. So, you know, you'd have a certain amount of input, but really it's something that has to showcase the girls' voices with regard to my solos. I know what I like to play. I know what I like to do. I know what works with the audience. I know what they like. It's very important because people are spending their hard-earned money to come and see Celtic Woman, and you kind of garner experience throughout the years of what people like and don't like. And you use that experience and, you know, you try and convey your passion for the music through that experience. It brings them along with you every night, and I think it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us any sort of a preview what we can expect when we see you this week?
Yeah, I mean, no, we have our new member, Ava McMahon. She will be joined on stage with Susan McFadden, Mairéad Carlin, and Mairéad Nesbitt, which is me. And so that's the lineup. And then we have our magnificent band, our two dancers, our bagpiper, Ilan Piper. A great lineup, really. Our most dynamic show to date, because we have a lot of audience input, and they're like our fifth Celtic Woman, and it's very lively, and there's some great numbers of the percussionists and the dancers, and something for everyone, I think.
Great. Sounds like a fun time. Shall we get a taste of your music and hear part of a song?
That would be great. I think Orinoco Flow is really fun. That's a great number. I love that number. I'm not in it, but I love it. But I think it's a great, massive, huge number in the show, and the audience love it as well. So let's do that one.
That is such a fun one. And to watch you on stage is just wonderful, the way you're both fiddling these really upbeat numbers and the dancing at the same time. Is it ever challenging, all those components, or is it all second nature to you by now?
Well, it's something I've always done on stage. You know, obviously, when you're learning to play, you know, you won't be doing that. You know, you're concentrating very hard on learning everything perfectly. but it's just something I've always done on stage. If it feels right with the music, I just go ahead and do it. And if it doesn't make sense with the music, it just doesn't happen. So it's more of a subconscious thing.
Mm-hmm. And you look so joyful when you play. What inspired you to take up the violin?
My parents are both musicians and teachers and lecturers, and all my family are musicians. So I was brought up in that environment. You know, it was like breathing to be brought up in the music. My mother is a great fiddle player, and when I was very, very young, I wanted to play with her. It's just been a great means of communication. It's the ultimate communicator, I think. And so that's basically why I took up fiddle and all the other instruments I play as well.
Mm-hmm. I understand you almost became a lawyer, though, instead of a musician.
No, I didn't. I was interested in law in high school, but music's always my passion. And, you know, I always going to be doing music, but I do like law, you know. It's interesting to me, and I think I made the right choice.
Me too. So your violin, can you tell us a bit about your violin?
Oh, yeah. Well, my violin is more than 300 years old. It's a 9/8, which is slightly longer than a full-size violin. And it was given to me, actually, by a very good friend of the family, Tommy Robinson, who has passed away since, but he was a great friend of the family, and he used to deal in violins, and he had beautiful violins. For pocket money as a kid, I used to give me a violin to play for a few months. That's how I had a violin to play on, and I would play on it for about 3 or 4 months to warm it up and bring out the tone, because a violin wood opens up when you play it every day, and the sound is better, so he could sell it for more money when it sounded better. And that's how I met my own violin. So he gave it to me to play on for a few months, and he said, you can have that violin. I think it was just a nominal little amount that we gave him for the violin, but he basically, really, I suppose, gave it to me. So it was very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of cool things. You've performed at the Pentagon with the group. You've closed the New York Stock Exchange. Do you have sort of a favorite thing you've been able to do through your career?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many places. You know, I think my favorite venue is Red Rocks, Colorado. I think it's an amazing venue, a natural amphitheater. And there's also a similar amphitheater in Budapest in Hungary that holds actually more people, way more people, but something like 80,000 people, you know. And I did that with another show that I was in, Lord of the Dance. And then with Celtic Woman, of course, the Pentagon, the New York Stock Exchange, the White House a few times with a few different presidents. It's just been a fantastic experience. I mean, I definitely don't think I would have been able to do that in any other profession, you know. So I'm very privileged and very lucky to have played in all those wonderful venues. And to me, they all hold a kind of a special taste for me. It's like a journey for me, too, mm-hmm. as well as like a journey for the people who come to the show.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, as a group or by yourself, any rituals for every tour or show you go on?
I think anything like that would be really before we go on stage or that day. You know, obviously, you'd have your sound checks, your warm-up. For me, I have to keep my hands very, very warm. I warm up. I also have heaters each side of the stage, and I heat up my hands before I go on for every single number. They have to be very, very, very warm. And I like that to play everything that I play. So that's my ritual.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in Champaign.
Thank you for the lovely interview. I really appreciate it. Take care.
You are listening to Mairead Nesbitt play the butterfly with Celtic Woman. She is the only original member of the Irish music group that started as a PBS special. I spoke with her prior to her performance at the Virginia on Sunday.